following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi everyone, it's DJ Life and welcome to my self-discovery podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to our podcast where we dive into all things life, career, and college. The stuff that really matters. Today's episode is going to be extra special because I'm going to let our amazing interviewee introduce themselves. They've got some incredible insights to share, so get ready to be inspired.
Hi, my name is Diana. Thank you for having me today. So a little bit about my education journey. I did attend an early college high school. I was taking college classes and high school classes at the same time, which gave me the opportunity to receive my associate's degree right when I graduated high school. Shortly after that, I transferred to a university. I got my bachelor's degree in about a year, and my bachelor's is in bilingual education. I was able to fulfill my dream of teaching for a couple of years. Then we moved over to California, and in California, I wanted to explore different careers. So currently right now, I am a diversity and equity supervisor. I supervise and train case managers. So that's a little bit about my experience career-wise.
What motivated you to pursue higher education, and how did you choose your field of study?
What motivated me to pursue a higher education, I just feel like in my mind at a very young age, there was no option to fail. I was always taught by my parents and motivated by teachers that going to college was important, and that's something I wanted to do. From a very young age, I remember playing pretending to be the teacher. So I had my own board, my expo markers, my construction paper. I just really loved playing and pretending that I was a teacher. And obviously, as I got older and I followed and pursued my dream, it was always exciting. I knew I wanted to motivate young minds. I knew I wanted to come in and make a difference. And yeah, I was able to fulfill that. I was able to be with different grade levels, kindergarten, fifth grade, second grade, high school. And I really enjoyed every component and piece of it. So yeah.
Were there any particular experiences or individuals that influenced your decision?
Yes. So my parents were definitely one of them. I knew they worked very hard, so I had no choice. I had no choice but to work hard myself. But at the same time, I was very independent. I was a first gen. I had support, but I also had to figure a lot of things out on my own. And of course, I had really amazing teachers that motivated me and inspired me and made learning so much fun. So I really just looked up to them and wanted to be that teacher for someone else.
Can you describe a significant challenge you faced during your college years and how you overcame it?
I feel like I was so young. I was only 14 when I took my first college class. So there was a lot of criticism. I remember they thought I was a professor's daughter at some point, and the professor was like, no, she's actually a high school student from next door. So it wasn't always viewed as something good, although I did have people, you know, proud of me and saying, wow, you're so young, being in college at 14 is amazing. But other people would just kind of judge or not really be very supportive. I also remember that I had a specific professor, and it was a history class, and it didn't go so well. So it was just very discouraging to me because I didn't get the grade level or the grade letter I was hoping to get at the end of the semester, and this discouraged me a lot. And I thought, maybe I am not good enough. Like, why am I getting a bad grade in this class? But later on, I realized that there is times you will fail, and that's okay. And you just learn from it and keep going. And yeah, there was many, many things that happened. But I think that would be the biggest one, where you wouldn't get the grade you were expecting, or not get the support from the professor that you wish you would have. And that's very challenging.
How did that experience shape your approach to overcoming obstacles in the future?
Ooh, this is a good one. I always remember what I didn't like about that professor, and I kept that in mind. And I said, I don't want to be that teacher in the future when I become a teacher. So I always use that example. And quite honestly, the experiences that I had with previous professors or previous teachers that were scary, like, you know, you enter those classrooms where you're scared to raise your hand and ask a question, where you're scared that you're not going to get support and you're going to get a bad grade, not because you're a bad student, but because you didn't get the support you needed. So I knew that as a teacher, I didn't want to be like that. I wanted to fully support my students. I wanted to understand them. I didn't want to judge them and just really know that they are in a safe place and help them try to achieve their goals.
Reflecting on your college years, what do you believe was the most valuable lesson you learned?
I think the most valuable lesson, again, was be respectful, be kind, be a safe person to others, share your knowledge, and be open to other people's ideas as well, and try to make connections, you know, build relationships, build rapport. Yeah.
How have you applied that lesson to your life beyond college?
I think I always carry that at work, at home. Just treat others how you want to be treated, literally. And more so in my classroom, like I said, I had a lot of students that came from very different backgrounds. And just always being able to teach the content, but being able to teach it with the heart as well.
What advice do you have for someone who is about to start their college journey?
I would say take it one step at a time. Do your to-do list. Plan accordingly. Plan 3 months ahead, 6 months ahead. And don't be afraid to ask for help. And also don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like, oh my God, I'm the only one that's not understanding this class, because more than likely, someone else isn't. So ask for help. Do your research and take it day by day. Really enjoy the journey, because once you're done with the journey, you'll reflect back and actually miss it. So enjoy the journey, get support, take it one day at a time.
Is there anything you wish you had known or done differently during your college years?
That is a good one. I really have to think about it. Would I have done something different? That was this has me reaching back, picking my brain. Would I have done something different? I feel like not be too hard on myself, because I was always beating myself up. I need to get an A. I need to do this. I need to do that. High expectations are good, but beating yourself up is not. So just being more graceful with myself and enjoying the moment. I was always so ready, like, okay, I finished this semester. What's next? What's next? What's next? How about just sit down, relax, enjoy the journey. You made it through the semester. Give yourself some grace. Go treat yourself to something nice. So just don't be too hard on yourself. Give yourself lots of grace.
How did your college years shape your approach to forming and maintaining relationships?
I feel like I was ahead of the game, not to brag or anything, just a little bit. I, since I was t- doing college and high school at the same time, and all my friends were at a regular high school. By the time I had my associate's degree, my friends were barely about to enroll into college. So the way that impacted, for at least my friendships, every time they were out doing fun teenage stuff, you know, events and all that good stuff, I was too busy trying to get my associate's degree. And when I was done getting my associate's degree, I was ready to go in for my bachelor's. So I think friendship-wise, I was always just very busy. I also worked full-time. So I was busy. But in this journey, I made really good coworkers where I was working at the time. I was working as a technology aide while I was trying to get my bachelor's. So I had really good support from my coworkers who would continue to encourage me, like, we can't wait to see you as a teacher, keep going. And then I built very little friends in college, but good ones. We would try to do study groups, we would try to go to Starbucks, get some work done. There was a lot of collaboration involved because we were expected to do lesson planning for a lot of the classes. So we would go to Starbucks, have a nice meal, and lesson plan together. And yeah, I feel like every time we had a family event or anything family, I was always very busy trying to just finish my degree. So, but I think in the end, it all worked out for the positive. I was just very, very focused. And the hope was that I finished my career early, so eventually I was going to have more downtime when I was done. And that wasn't really the case, because being a teacher, you work a lot. So I was going in early, coming out late, and, you know, just always very busy. So, yeah.
Based on your experiences and insights, what advice would you give to someone starting their own journey? Are there any principles or values that have helped you in your journey?
Yes. So I think it's so important to keep in mind to always be kind. You never know what someone is going through, and be kind to yourself. I feel like speak up for what you believe in. Share your ideas. Don't feel like your ideas don't matter, but also be open to others' ideas. Be willing to listen to them and do some self-care. Take care of yourself. Don't lose yourself in the process. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy it and remember your why. Why are you doing it? What are you trying to reach? And lastly, I feel like it's so important to have grace. Have grace with others. Have grace with yourself. And yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. What a great chat. Today we talked about life, careers, and college, the big stuff. Hope you find our guest stories interesting. Life's full of surprises, right? Whether you're thinking about your career path or considering college, remember it's okay not to have all the answers. Keep asking questions and stay curious. If you like what you heard, stay tuned for episode 7. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.